My name is Sheena Reed. I'm the director of college counseling at Psy Academy in New Orleans East. I was like, I am not teaching. I am not going to be a teacher. I'm not playing around with high school students. I had a vision of being a dean. I'm at a college and working with first-generation low-income kids to make sure they graduated and went to graduate school.
But Reed changed her mind after she spent some time in New Orleans.
I was here as a representative for Oberlin College, and I met with a previous counselor. And he was like, hey, do you want to come work here? And I was like, I was going to go get my PhD. But he was like, no, you should totally come and do this. Like, the kids love you, and you're really good with them. Like, you should really think about it. I thought, okay, should come here and check it out. Now it's like, you know, this is actually a really good fit.
Reed draws on her own experience.
I actually went to private school on scholarship, and it was a good school. But when it came to a college admissions process, I was given the same information everyone else was without keeping in mind that I would not be able to pay for college. I can say confidently, and this is not me being like arrogant, I am providing my scholars with the information they need so that they can access this space that's most appropriate for them and that can afford to invest in them. We have this vision of 100% of kids going to college and 100% of kids needing financial aid. And so it's really important to have someone who is focused on not only like, oh, are they going to go to college? Where are they going to go to college? But my big question is like, how are we going to pay? I want to make sure that we can answer the question of, now that this scholar is going to college, how will they go with the lowest amount of debt possible?
Despite not wanting to teach high school, Reed likes the students.
It's fun to hang out with the kids. I love that everyone is very genuine and sincere. Whatever you're getting that day is exactly what it is. And I think it's very different from working with adults where, you know, we're taught to function and behave. They can be themselves and I can be myself. Then that's great. And that could mean that we're joking with each other or listening to music while we're filling out scholarships.
And she has a theme song to motivate applying for scholarships.
50 Cent, I get money. I don't like 50 Cent as a whole. Like, you know, I'm not trying to push his brand. But the whole hook of I get money is like really important to me. It's just kind of like a song to get you in that mindset of doing work, and kind of like when you're running, like you have to have a certain soundtrack. Same thing for doing scholarships, right? I think it's really important to always dwell in the valley of reality, right? So if we work with students who have very low incomes, it's not appropriate just like, oh, you want to go out of college? Cool. We can just go everywhere. There's thousands of schools. That's not the reality. There are about 65 schools who say, hey, we commit to being 100% need. And the reality is like they need to go to either one of those schools or they need to get a full scholarship. Those are their options. Our school is majority African American. So a lot of scholars are like, oh, I don't want to go to HBCU. And actually, I love historically black colleges. As long as they give my kids money, we're good. But they are like, you know, I want to be in a diverse space. I'm like, okay, what does it mean to be in a diverse space? A lot of schools, liberal arts schools that are predominantly white, they think they're doing a good job if they have 20% diversity. That looks very different from where they go to school here. And I don't think scholars understand what they're getting themselves into. So we actually talk about what does diversity mean? How does it feel? What are services that you need? Understanding that has allowed us to have really meaningful conversations so that we can make sure that they have a list of schools that will be most appropriate for them. So I think it's nice for me to have come from the perspective of being a person of color, being low income, and saying, this is my experience. Here are things that I've learned, and here are things my friends have learned, so that hopefully they can do it better. I think the reason why we have this large college prep movement is because we want more scholars, regardless of their background, to have access to higher education and to really have the choice. I don't think this question is asked too much of people who are coming from upper, you know, middle-class families, whether or not they should go to college or not. And so it should never be asked for any scholar. Every scholar should have that option. Every scholar should receive a foundational education that will allow them to choose what they'd like to do.